Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Kelowna City Administrator Ryan Slaba about Monday's Kelowna City Council meeting. So we'll start with just having you go through the big parts of the agenda.
We did have an individual, Jenny Riggin-Sexton, that requested to have a chicken permit issued, and she's kind of on the outskirts of a commercial zoning district. The council was receptive to that, so she's going to submit an application there at the next meeting. Probably some of the bigger stuff we went into was we did have a bid award for some work to be done on some streets. We've got four streets that we're looking to have redone, either in asphalt or some of the south streets that go out of town, South 14th and South 6th, to be done in scarified and redone in chip seal. So those came in, and that was awarded to LL Pelling with a total bid amount for the four projects of $123,605. We had budgeted an estimated $123,959, so we were pretty close in our assumptions on what it was going to cost. So that was awarded last night, so hopefully we'll know here shortly when that work will be done, but I would anticipate it to be done in July or early August of the upcoming months.
What was that company's name again?
LL Pelling. They're out of North Liberty in Cedar Rapids. So they do a lot of asphalt and chip seal work, and they've been consistently low bid here in Kelowna for the last couple of years. So it'd be good to have them back in town again to do some work.
Okay, so what else?
We had discussion on our community center project. We did award a contract for professional service to Martin Garner Architecture in the amount of $331,295 to design and take us through construction of the proposed community center here that'll be attached to our current community facility in City Hall. At that time also, we did have a presentation from Doug Ziegler with Carl A. Nelson to talk about construction management of the project. So he gave a five-minute presentation to the council, which was well received, and the council directed staff to do a little more research and work with our architect to see if that's something that could fit into the project scope that we currently have and where those efficiencies might come. And then we kind of talked about the timeline of the project itself. We have met with our architect, and we are on schedule, actually a little bit ahead of schedule, so we don't anticipate any hiccups. We're going to do some soil testing next week, and we did acquire a property just north of the community center, so we kind of talked about the time frame to allow the Washington County SWAT team to do some training in it, as well as our Kelowna Volunteer Fire Department. So we're hoping to tear it down in late July. And that'll be used for a staging area, and long-term it'll be a parking area for the community center. A lot of our other business was pretty straightforward. We did street closures for the upcoming Kelowna Day celebration, as well as we've got a tractor keep coming through, a Stumptown tractor ride on July 9th, so we'll close off part of B Avenue for that so they can come and park the tractors, and some of the local merchants will go out and provide them with refreshments and ice cream bars and so forth, and then they'll take off out of town about an hour or 2 hours later. So the last thing that the council did last night is they did enter into a closed session for discussion of property acquisition for flood mitigation. So there was no motion made on anything, so they didn't take any action. They just gave staff some direction, and we'll probably have to enter into a closed session again on that here in the near future.
So you mentioned the SWAT and the fire department using the building that you have planned for the parking lot. What are they planning on using that for?
You know, the SWAT, we've worked with them, and they're going to come in and do some training exercises within the house, similar to what they did the school district property over adjacent to the middle school, where they'll come in and run some scenarios through and utilize it that way. The Kelowna Volunteer Fire Department will probably board up a lot of the windows, and they'll put in a smoke machine, and they'll be able to use their, you know, their air packs and be able to train under minimal visibility and smoke scenario.
That sounds like a neat idea.
Yeah, it works out well for both of them, and obviously it's something that we can provide them to utilize on a short time frame, and they can obviously go in and be, you know, fairly rough with it. They're not going to hurt anything, so it's good in that scenario too that they can go in and, you know, train in a situation that would be close to as real time as they're going to get.
Okay, is there anything else that you would like to discuss?
Kelowna Days on the 18th. That'll be kind of a parade in the morning and lots of free live music and games. And I think there's going to be some carnival rides this year and all that. So you can go to the Kelowna Chamber website and find out information and times and so forth on there. But it's always a well-received event here in Kelowna.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Kelowna City Administrator Ryan Slaba. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.